PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, crews continue to battle the Jennings Creek wildfire, which is affecting Passaic County, as well as Orange County, New York. Brian Gallagher, a forest ranger with the New York State Department of Environment Conservation, says the small amount of rain that fell so far won't help that much.
You get a little bit of rain, it puts that surface fire out, but if it's in the duct, it's going to stay there. It's going to smolder like a cigar until it gets dry enough, and then that fire can pop up again. And that's probably what we're going to see.
In New Jersey so far, the fire has burned at least 3,500 acres. 16-year-old Frio Township High School junior Carmine Steffens is the founder and CEO of the nonprofit Happy Hearts Foundation, which provides hospital patients and their caregivers with care bags in order to improve the quality of their hospital stay or work shift. Patient bags include
crossword puzzles, stress balls, sleep masks, all stuff to make a patient's experience a little bit easier. And the caregiver bags have stuff more for a worker's shift. We put badge reels, pens that they can use. It makes everything a little easier for them when they're working.
Happy Heart's mission is to memorialize a teen's grandparents who passed away in 2000, his grandfather, in 2020, his grandmother. And the Radio City Christmas Spectacular is underway with new Rockettes after open call auditions.
Hundreds of hopefuls high-kicked for auditions this spring to become a Rockette, and 17 were chosen, including three from New Jersey. This year, people can expect to see not only the Rockettes' world-famous high kicks, but routines like Parade of the Living Soldiers and The Living Nativity. The show also features Santa flying over the audience with 3D glasses and drones painted like Rockettes. The show is 90 minutes long with no intermission, and tickets are available online. The show runs until January 5th. Jacqueline Carl.
NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. And will we get cooler weather soon? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Hey guys, Bill.
New Jersey 101.5. It's 11:03. It's about time for fast traffic.
Hunterdon County in Lebanon, 78 westbound, still a tap of the brakes between exit 20 and exit 18 because of construction work. Now we have an issue on the parkway northbound after Colonia Rest Area. Stalled tractor trailer in the right lane. Southbound, you've got that road work in the local lanes, 120 to 117. And as we stay in Middlesex County, again, Route 9 and 35 southbound, slow into Raritan Street, South Amboy. That is all due to construction work. You've also got work on 440 North in Edison, slowing your ride approaching the parkway, and again, approaching Route 35. Again, it's all because of construction work, and we may still see work at the Outer Bridge Crossing as well. Northbound truck lanes and southbound western spur of the turnpike are closed for construction. 280 West has brake lights west of the Stickle Bridge in Newark. Construction work. Now let's go to Passaic County and East Shore Road. That remains shut down from 511 to Awasting Road in Hewitt because of Forest Fire Resources operating at Jennings Creek. That fire has burned 3,600 acres, and East Shore Road is still shut down. Across the Hudson, leaving New Jersey, GW Bridge, Lincoln, Holland look good. Traffic every 15 minutes. Nick Sport, 1118. I'm Mitch Torres on New Jersey 101.5.
Making sense of the stories, digging into detail, asking tough questions. This is the news department of New Jersey 101.5.
With Get Covered
News. New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. We'll have a few clouds around overnight. We'll be breezy with lows between 45 and 50. Mostly sunny Tuesday, a windy and cooler day. There will be a high fire threat as things continue to dry out and the wind picks up. High temperatures will be in the mid-50s Tuesday. And clear, brisk, and colder for Tuesday night. Lows 30 to 35 will be in the mid to upper 20s northwest of 287. And by Wednesday, a good deal of sunshine. A cool afternoon, though. High temperatures near 50. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
In Sussex, it's 49 degrees, Trenton, 49, and Egg Harbor Township, it's 52. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Dennis and Judy Rewind, next.